You were early.
Oh, shoot. Welcome back to the Hank and Ted podcast.
My name is Hank.
And I'm Ted. And this is episode 6.
Yeah. And you're listening to WHUS Stores 91.7. I have become ill on return from my trip to Detroit. So if I sound weird, it's because I have a mild cold right now. But we're still here. The news doesn't stop for anything.
No, a lot has happened this week. I don't know what we're going to start with, but I don't...
We got dinner before this and we kind of mapped out everything, and I thought it was like a slower week until I actually like went and looked at all the stuff that was going on, and a lot happened.
A lot happened, and like stories from like weeks before keep building on themselves. Like Jimmy Kimmel got fully back on air a few days ago.
Yep.
Like Sinclair and Nexstar are no longer hiding his broadcast. Today,
his ratings dropped 70% after his episode back. Did you see that?
That's still probably higher than it was before, though. His ratings probably went up like 150%, and then now he's like double his original ratings or something.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly surprised by that, but that's not what the point of people protesting Disney was.
I just thought it was funny because then people remembered, Jimmy Kimmel isn't very funny. But he just shouldn't have gotten taken off air.
Yeah, like, that's what he literally said in his monologue. Like, he was like, this show itself is not important. What's important is that we can have shows like this.
Did his monologue happen? Yeah, it did. It did happen after the last episode.
Yeah, his monologue was, like, a few hours after.
It was
all right.
The jokes didn't land, but I felt like he did. He got the point across.
Yeah.
Although, I think he could have made a way more important message, bringing up, like, Mahmoud Khalil,
yeah,
or that one Tufts University student who got deported.
Or any of the students who have just been arrested for free speech and protest on college campuses. But he's stuck in his own lane for the most part. He kept things pretty personal. I don't know. I think he could have done better, but he got the point
crying.
Across. Yeah.
He cries a lot, which I didn't realize until like this past week. He cries a lot in his monologue.
Yeah, apparently that's why like every Republican hates him, because he has emotions.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
He like shows like he was talking about Charlie Kirk. He started crying about Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. Well, cuz he was like, I never meant to make fun of a young man's losing his life.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, you shouldn't probably, because you're in that position, but at the same time, I'm not sure Charlie Kirk was the greatest person ever.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to cry over his death.
But whatever.
Yeah. So I guess we'll start with the happenings in the Mormon church this week.
Oh, yeah. So what? The former head of the Mormon church died.
Yeah.
Like 101. When did that happen?
He died 12 hours before the shooting.
Really?
Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, 12 hours later, there was someone rammed their car into a Mormon church in Michigan.
Yep.
And then opened fire on the people inside and then set it ablaze.
Yeah. And a few people died.
A few people died, including the shooter. He did take his own life at the end.
That's usually how it goes, unfortunately.
But what's crazy is that the second that they revealed who the shooter was, nobody seemed to care anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of wild how we're in a culture war where it's like, you know what? If it's a white Trump supporter shooter, who cares?
And then it's like, that's a fact of life. That's, the Second Amendment. It sucks if people die, but we need it. But if it's trans, a person of color, gay person, anything like that, then suddenly everyone's going to start finger wagging at these groups.
Yeah.
Even though, what is it, the majority, I don't know what the exact statistic is, but
it's like 95% are white men.
Yeah, a majority are white men, and a majority are right-wing extremism.
Yeah. I did see a study that said left-wing violence has gone up substantially, but I don't think, like, in the grand scheme of things, it really matters. I hate to...
Yeah, all violence has gone up.
Yeah, all violence has gone up, so don't you expect everything to go up and not just left-wing violence?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But historically, and even today, it's mostly right-wing extremism.
Yeah, and this is, like, the issue. Like, we have fallen into the culture war, too. Like, we're, like...
Oh, yeah, that's what this whole show is.
Yeah.
This show 100%. Is culture war nonsense, but like at this point, like the probably I don't think it's crazy at this point to say that the like most prolific progressive voice on the left is Hassan Piker, which I don't even necessarily dislike Hassan, but the fact that that is just a fact that isn't entirely false is crazy.
Yeah, we're low-key cooked for that, if we're being honest.
This, like, Twitch streamer who is, like, crazy brain-rotted, and half of the country wants to kill him, the other half loves him.
Yeah.
Probably a little more wants to kill him, but...
Yeah.
The fact that this is, like, the biggest voice for a group that represents a lot of Americans.
Yeah.
A lot of Americans are progressive.
No, like, I actually think, like, if we got down to fundamentals and we stopped with the culture wars, I think, like, 75% of America would be a progressive person.
Yeah.
And it's just, like... You get convinced of nonsense all the time.
And you see that on certain things. Like 80% of Americans are pro-choice.
Yep.
Maybe I don't know how up to date that number is, but a vast majority of Americans are pro-choice.
Yeah, and an overwhelming majority of Americans are against whatever is happening in Gaza right now as well.
Yeah. And even that started at like mostly favoring Israel and has just transformed as this has gone on.
Yeah, it's been a downward path for Israel's approval rating. Poor Bibi.
And it's, I guess that leads us into the Trump proposal to end the war, which
yeah.
Bibi has already agreed to.
Yeah, which is shocking because this is the first one he's agreed to, other than the ceasefire we had a few months ago, in which Israel never actually followed the ceasefire. They kept killing people anyways.
Yeah, I think how it usually goes is that, like, I would agree if, and then it's just, like, a bunch of, like, bullets that are, like, favoring Israel were added to this proposal.
Yeah, but even then, like, historically, if you look at all of the, like, history of, like, how Hamas has tried to make peace with Israel, like, they've known that they fucked up for, like, years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, since October of 2023... They've been like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have done this. And like, all the people in Gaza are suffering because of it, but Israel still won't come to the table and actually talk about a solution.
Like, it came out that they knew that October 7th was going to happen beforehand.
Yeah.
And they
months in advance.
Yeah. They kind of intentionally turned a blind eye so it would become a massacre. So they would have an excuse to invade Gaza,
take over Gaza and the West Bank while they were at it.
And now this proposal. It doesn't overwhelmingly favor Israel, but it doesn't...
It doesn't not either.
Yeah. It doesn't do much for Palestine as a whole, which in and of itself is favoring Israel.
Yeah.
Like the apolitical Palestinian committee, which is going to be headed by Trump. And
it's such a joke.
including Tony Blair, of all people.
It's such a joke.
Which, if it's apolitical... Why would you include the, like, most vehemently pro-Israel president we've had in a while?
Yeah, no, I just don't get it. And, like, Trump today was like, I'm very confident we're going to have peace in Gaza soon. And, like, an hour later, they announced their plan. And it's like, bro, like, you are doing this on purpose. You are 100% going to screw over the Palestinian people at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
And they're also doing this so that they can... Hamas will, you know, I think they'll disagree with the plan because of how heavy-handed it is.
I think they already said that they'd agree.
Really?
Let me double check. Got to pull up Newswire, the most trusted news source.
But if they have any issues with this proposal that Benjamin Netanyahu is 100% on, they can turn that around and say, well, look, see... Palestine just wants to kill us all. They want to kill all Jews, which couldn't be further.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, people just make it, like, dumb semantics arguments every single time. It has nothing to do with, like, the overall message of anything anymore. Like, Israel was like, oh, you know, like, Hamas needs to release the hostages for peace to happen. And then Hamas released some of the hostages as negotiation tactics. And Israel was like, you know what? We're just going to shoot you anyways.
Yeah.
Like, it has nothing to do with, like, oh, they're anti-Semitic anymore. It's just, like, something to hide behind. And it's so, so incredibly frustrating from an outside perspective.
Yeah, the conflation of Judaism and Zionism has been, like, the biggest enemy this whole time, because you can't criticize Israel without being labeled an anti-Semite, even though Zionism is not related to Judaism in any ways outside of wanting a Jewish state.
Yeah. No, and we know, like, historically, ethno-states have never really worked out. And the only one that actually has is the Vatican, and that's because no one lives there. And it's a tiny piece of land. Like, it's not like the Vatican controls, like, the laws of, like, another massive foreign country. It's not like they control Italy's laws. Like, and they're in Italy, technically. But we have Israel over here controlling the U.S. law and policy. And, like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and if the Vatican started taking over more Italian land,
yeah,
like, every world leader would step in and say, what are you doing?
Yeah, if they had the power to. They have no power.
Yeah, there's 600 people who live there.
Yeah.
But it's the UN committee, they're still talking about it.
Yeah.
Because they just ruled that it was a genocide the other week.
Yeah, and while we're talking about Israel and Palestine, we have to talk about Netanyahu going to the United Nations. I want to say it was on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it was Saturday.
And he went to give his speech about how Israel needs our support still, despite them not really being at war. They're just massacring people.
Yeah.
And how it's important that America and the rest of the world doesn't lose faith in them, even though America's the only country that has been supporting them at this point. And something like 130 of the 140 countries that were gathered to be there just walked out before he even started speaking.
Which is a good, and that's a good way to protest.
Absolutely.
But they're still going to demonize that.
Yeah, no, you're anti-Semitic if you don't want to listen to the, like, dictator ruler of a country.
And also, to go to the UN, which has regulated what you're doing as a genocide, or at least a plausible genocide, and then to beg for their support during that, is, what did you expect?
I don't know. Netanyahu's just not like that. In a lot of ways, I feel like he's like Trump and Brandon. Like,
oh yeah,
they're all losing their brains. Like, they're doing anything they can for power, and like that's low-key human nature in a sad way. But
and he's also is incredibly corrupt. He got removed from office a few years back for being charged of corruption.
Yeah.
So it's, we've been through this before. Like, we know who this man is.
Yeah. No, Netanyahu's like the Israeli Trump in a lot of ways. I know those parallels have already been drawn before, but that's kind of why they love each other so much.
Yeah.
Like, Netanyahu, like, has never actually been that popular. And a lot of people theorize that the only reason he's actually doing genocide in Gaza is so he can stay in power as a wartime president.
Yeah.
Which is just insane. Like, oh, my time in office is more important than these children's limbs and lives. Like,
which is also crazy, because that's what a lot of Republicans are accusing Zelensky of doing in Ukraine.
Yeah. Which he's not doing. He did not invade.
Yeah.
Like, Russia started battering Ukraine out of nowhere. And they still are being battered with less and less support from the U.S. and every other country all the time. And they're still somehow winning this war, more or less. It's a stalemate, but I'd argue that Ukraine has way over powered Russia in a lot of ways. So yeah, I don't know. Like, we're really at that point where, like, people will just say whatever they want to say to try to convince you instead of actually giving you facts. Palestine has the highest rate of child amputees in the world. And anyone who doesn't recognize that is just lying to you. Like, they'll do anything they can. Like, most child amputees, there's over 30,000 children dead, more and more every day.
Death toll is approaching 70,000.
That we know of. Yeah. That we know of.
And another 2-some-odd million displaced, which is another aspect of genocide. It's not just killing people. And if you don't agree with that, see the Armenian genocide.
No, that didn't happen. Come on.
The event that spawned the word genocide wasn't actually a genocide.
Nope. Genocide isn't real, actually. If you think about it, it's just a word. You know, like...
And people... Okay. This is... You ever see, like, the argument that a lot of, like, the right-wing talking heads make? That they're like, do you know what else is going on in the world? When they're talking about, like, all, like, the other...
Yeah.
All the other genocides that are happening... Yeah. That is so dumb.
Yeah, okay. To be fair, there is a lot of atrocities happening in the world right now. However, the U.S., which is the country that we live in, is not directly causing these things to happen. That is the difference. If anything, Russia is actually causing a lot of these things to happen. But that's a whole different thing. Like, Russia wants power in Africa right now. I don't know, like, how educated you are on this, Hank. But
not
like,
really.
Africa... has a lot of natural resources that are unused still, and Russia is low-key not, they're not running out, but they want more because they're Russia.
Yeah.
And so they're doing anything they can to essentially back like allies of them that are basically terrorist organizations anywhere in Africa, and those terrorist organizations are causing instability all across the continent, and then genocides are happening like years down the line because of it. It's crazy. Now, I don't know if that actually applies to Sudan, which is the big one in a lot of people's eyes right now. But there has been a lot of death because of Russia in Africa in the last 2 or 3 years. And no one's talked about it because everyone cares about Ukraine.
Which is like, that's important too.
Yeah, it's definitely important. But like, keep your eyes and ears open is all I'm saying. Like, so moving on. What else do we got?
The Pete Hegseth just called meeting with every top general in America in Virginia. And Trump is attending.
Yeah, no, that's scary to me. That's absolutely scary to me. I believe it's an unprecedented move. I don't think any Secretary of War, as they're calling it, has done that before. Can we bring back Secretary of Defense, bro? Like,
it's not... Most people still aren't using it. It's like Gulf of America thing where like they'll force people to use it, but you go on like Wikipedia or any mainstream news outlet that isn't Fox News, they're still going to call it the Secretary of Defense or the Department of Defense.
What a burger, bro. Pete Hegseth, like, come on, bro. Like, you're not real. Like, I've seen your tattoos, bro. You basically have Nazi tattoos. Like,
the star, the Deus Vult. And the annoying thing is that, like, all those tattoos in isolation are not Nazi things.
Yeah.
But all of them together, like, he has three that have strong neo-Nazi ties.
Yeah. I actually saw a video of him doing the gritty the other day, and I thought that was kind of funny. But, what like...
Wasn't that...
He was at a football game, I think.
Was it Minnesota?
Yeah, Vikings game. Yeah. He wasn't there, like, recently. It's, like, a two-year-old video. Yeah. But it's still funny. And the tweet was, like, oh, Pete Hegseth is just a normal guy. Isn't that awesome? And it's, like, no, he's an alcoholic, dude. Like,
yeah, he swore to stop being an alcoholic if he got appointed and then...
And then failed. Have you seen, like, the video where he's, like, holding a cup and it's brown liquor in it? Like, while he was already in office? It's just crazy, bro. Like... I don't even know. Like, Pete Hegseth, like, I know he's just listening to whatever Trump does because he doesn't have any real aspirations in life other than get filthy rich. But, like, bro, like, please actually do things in, like, favor of our country instead of just, like, being like, yeah, we're going to start invading the cities. Like, what are we doing, bro?
Yeah, they'll probably talk about that in the meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's, like, the biggest thing they can talk about. I mean, maybe we're going to attack Venezuela, right? That's the big...
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that would... They're at least trying to keep the pro-peace ticket thing alive.
Yeah, and that's why we keep shooting ships leaving Venezuela, because we're pro-peace.
As long as they can hide behind, like, oh, well, we're just doing counterterrorism measures.
Yeah, but, like, how do we know it's counterterrorism if we never see who the people are?
Yeah, all we know is that they're civilians.
Yeah.
We don't know what's on the ships.
Yeah.
Could be drugs. And even if it's drugs, okay, they're civilians.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at least give them due process. Like, yeah. They're in international waters. We're breaking international law every time we do that.
Yeah, international law has become... I guess it never really was a thing.
Yeah, okay. I've been having this argument with my roommate, and I stand by it. You don't have to agree with me on this one, because some people would be like, oh, you're a globalist. But I think there should be some way of actually holding people accountable for international law being broken.
That's what the UN is supposed to be, but...
Yeah, like, the UN just, should do something, is what I'm saying.
The UN has just failed.
The UN should have some power. Like, some. And, like, the reason it doesn't have power is because the U.S. keeps taking, like...
U.S. and China.
Yeah, the U.S. and China continue to, like, just be like, oh, yeah, we're horrible people. We're going to do whatever we want. And then no one can do anything because the U.S. and China both have so much power in the United Nations. Like, there needs to be some way of, like... I don't know how you would do this. This is why people argue against it, because, like, how would you...
Yeah, there's no... Because you can't have, like, a not... Someone who's not a national.
Yeah, everyone's going to be biased. That's the biggest issue. And it's not like we could have, like, an international court or something like that that could then, like, be like, oh, yeah, this is bad, because, like, actually, we have had international courts, but they don't do anything once again. We couldn't have, like, a new one that had power, though, because, like, how do you punish the country? Like, I guess you could all put tariffs on them, I guess.
But that, yeah, that wouldn't really go well.
Yeah, no. So, I don't know. I just think it's a funny thing to think about. Like, how different of a place would we be right now if the UN actually worked? Like, don't you think Israel would have stopped what they were doing, like, 2 months into the war instead of 2 years? Like, I don't know.
Oh, speaking of tariffs, did you see the 100% tariff on all movies made outside the U.S.?
Okay, I actually have something to say about this. So, I watched the box office because I'm a huge nerd, right?
I know this about you.
And so, like, Donald Trump has brought this up twice now, actually. He brought it up about 6 months ago.
I do remember that, yeah.
When... this film called Neja 2 crossed $2 billion globally. And my suspicion is that he saw that Neja 2, a Chinese film, made $2 billion, most of which was made in China, and he started tweaking out. So he made that tweet while he was, like, shitting or something, because Trump tweets everything when he's shitting. And then today he's like, we're going to put a 100% tariff on all foreign films, right? Do you want to know what film has been at the top of the box office for the last 3 weeks globally?
Which one?
Demon Slayer out of Japan.
Really?
Yeah, it's the only anime film to ever cross $600 million globally.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's printing money. It's the highest
grossing.
Not even
in Studio Ghibli?
No, Spirited Away made like $480 million.
That's
something
crazy.
Like that. Yeah, so it's the highest grossing anime film of all time. It's made over $200 million in Japan alone, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's the second highest grossing film of all time in Japan as of now. And it topped the U.S. box office 2 weekends in a row, I want to say. And it made like $75 million opening weekends here, which is ridiculous for an anime film. It's never been done before.
Yep.
But my suspicion is that he saw two foreign films topping the box office twice this year, and every time he saw that, he's like, we need to make movies only in America.
This is Hollywood has to be only Hollywood.
It's not even Hollywood. Come on, it's like Japanese Hollywood. Like, that's not allowed. We can only have good old classic Los Angeles.
But, like, if you do this, it's not like, oh, no one's gonna make movies outside of the U.S. anymore. What are we talking about?
They just won't release movies here if they...
Or if they do, next time you go to an AMC theater or whatever, yeah, you'll pay $30 for a ticket because it was made in the UK. It's not going to work. It's either a lot of good movies are not going to be released in the US, and the ones that are going to be released here will have crazy ticket prices.
Yeah, and there's also the whole argument that, like, movies aren't even a material good because you're watching them. Like, you're not holding a physical copy of the movie when you're in a movie theater. So how would he tariff that?
I guess just like, movie tickets.
But how do you tariff movie tickets if you're watching it in the United States at an American theater? Like, yeah. It doesn't make sense. He could tariff box office, I guess, but like, how do you do that without making American companies just lose money?
And also piracy.
Yeah.
You want people to start pirating more? Make it so you can't release movies here.
Come on, guys. Like, I know you want to, like, watch your films in the theater, which no one does anymore anyways. But, you know, you could do this crazy thing called piracy.
Yep. The Pirate Bay, 1, 2, 3 movies, whatever.
And we don't condone piracy, obviously. Piracy is bad. Yeah.
Download everything legally.
Yes.
Or go watch in the theater.
Yeah.
Unless you're paying $30 for Demon Slayer, in which case, maybe you'll have to skip it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd pay $30 for that.
If you think tariffs don't reflect on the consumer, I don't know what to tell you. That's how it's always been, and that's how it will continue to be.
Yeah, and, like, we're so lost in the plot at this point. Like, we're talking about tariffing films. Like, yeah. What does that have to do with, like, anything that's going on in America
right now? Yeah, are groceries cheaper yet?
Like, are eggs cheaper yet? The answer is no. Like, I bought a dozen eggs for $7 last week.
Yep.
Like, you know how crazy that is? Oh, it's Joseph Biden's fault. Like, what are we saying, bro? Like,
The guy who you said was too dumb to write his own signature, this is his fault? Okay.
Yeah, like, I just don't get it. Like, we're just making things worse for everyone in America, and somehow everyone is so lost in it that we're like, you know what? You're doing good. Or you know what? You're doing so abhorrent that I won't talk to someone who voted for you. Like, I just don't understand.
Well, that's the tactic. It's either you do something good and you claim victory, or something bad happens and it's Dark Brandon.
Yeah. Well, as we talked about in episode 1 with Grant, my hot take is that Joe Biden was not a bad president domestically.
Yeah.
Obviously, he fucked up with Israel and Palestine.
Talk about Genocide Joe.
Yeah, that's a good nickname, low-key. Genocide Joe's valid.
Oh, did you see? This happened, like, last week. Did you see all the interviews with Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I didn't watch any of them.
She was talking about,
she talked mad
back.
Shit.
Yeah, she was pushing back on Joe Biden with Israel.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I buy that. That might just be her retconning.
I buy it because, like, I know that, like, it's on her in the end because she was her own independent person running for a candidacy. But Biden essentially gave her a blank threat when she started running.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess she had no way of knowing that, like, he wouldn't have held up on the threat or whatever. But, like, he was like, you can't talk bad about me and you can't differentiate from me, when he dropped out of the race to her. And, like, I don't know. From her perspective, she probably thought that was scary as fuck. Like, the president of the United States is telling me I can't do anything to differentiate myself, so I won't.
Yeah.
Like,
but also you're the vice president.
But also you're the vice president. And so I 100% understand that argument too. I just think that, like, had she actually been able to differentiate herself from Biden, she might have won. And, like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Not that that should have mattered. Like, she was obviously the better choice over Trump, in my mind. Not that that's a good option, but she was the better option. And, like, the fact that, like, people were like, nah. Donald Trump, man who caused insurrection, let's put him back in office. I don't think I'll ever understand that. I think people were just lost in the sauce, as I was saying. Like,
speaking of insurrection.
Oh, God.
There was, first of all, the FBI released a document that said that was a couple hundred people in January 6th were,
yep, FBI.
Yep.
In plain clothes.
What was the number?
I don't know. It was over 100, though.
Yeah, it was like 175.
Yeah, which, by the way, FBI, you know you can stop these things from happening. Like, you don't have to just sit there and watch. Like, there's such thing as law enforcement, which you are. Like,
yeah, but that somehow absolves Trump of everything.
Yeah, because Trump put them in the crowd. And Trump, even though he's not the FBI director, like, how does that help him?
I don't know. But Yes, that was crazy. And then Trump sued YouTube for taking down his channel after January 6th, which just got settled for a couple million, $20 million.
This is the mistake that ABC made. This is the reason Jimmy Kimmel got taken off the air in the first place. Never be like, yeah, we'll settle with you. Like, stick to your guns, guys. Like, you're not breaking the law by taking him down. It's your social media platform. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, like, you can, the same people who say that a baker shouldn't have to bake a cake for a gay couple.
Yeah.
It's something saying, well, but you can't take Trump down.
When he causes an insurrection, yeah, and he's a rapist.
Because that's free speech.
Yeah, like, what are we saying?
We love free speech sometimes, when it relates to us. But you can't say anything bad about Charlie Kirk.
No, you can't say that Charlie Kirk's shooter may have been a Republican. You can't say that.
You can't say that, but we do love free speech.
We love free speech when it helps us, and that's it.
It's so insane.
It's just insanity. We continue to have these discussions, but the Republican and the Democratic Party stands for nothing right now. Like, nothing.
Have they ever? Since the 60s.
I would argue that the Republican Party still stood for low taxes for a long time and, like, not getting involved in foreign affairs.
Well, with that kind of, Bush Sr. stood by low taxes, and then he raised taxes, and then he lost.
Yeah, well, Bush Sr. wasn't a very good president. We haven't had a very good president in a long time. Probably FDR in my eyes.
Yeah.
Maybe JFK if he had lived a little longer.
Yeah, we had a run of some pretty good presidents from like FDR to like Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
And there's still some, good.
There's good in there.
In Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we just need we need a cultural reset, essentially. Like, Donald Trump in a lot of ways was a cultural reset, but the wrong way. Like, he was like, we're going to find a new way of becoming president.
Yeah, the cultural reset became the culture war.
Yeah.
And that was the new norm. Now it's the new norm that you have to attack the other side. Which is, again, what we're doing.
Yeah, we're doing that right now. But we also recognize the faults in the Democratic Party. I'd say that we're actually not, we're definitely biased, but...
Well, yeah, we're biased towards progressivism, but...
Yeah, that's our personal viewpoints, though. That's not, like, us, like, shoving information down your throat.
And that's what a lot of Americans agree with.
Yeah.
Most Americans are progressive in some way or another, whether it's abortion or just letting trans people exist or letting gay people exist.
Yeah.
Or minorities not having to fear dying at the hands of police.
Yeah, like, maybe we shouldn't kill people just because they exist. Like, that's my hot take, guys.
And that goes for George Floyd and Charlie Kirk.
It does. Crazy hot take, I know. I think, personally, I think that we should just kill every peaceful protester, you know? Like, anytime they're like, hey, can we change this? We should just be like, no, and kill them. Like, that's a really smart idea. That wouldn't have any blowback by anyone.
What else happened this week?
I got something.
Yeah, what's up?
So, because of the tariffs, China was our number one buyer in soybeans, I want to say, across the globe, because they're our number one export and import. And since the tariffs happened, they were just like, you know what? We're not buying any soybeans from you. And so now we have millions and millions and millions of pounds of soybeans in excess. They're just going nowhere, and they're all going to go bad. And all of our farmers are screwed because of it. They're all losing thousands of dollars in sales. And their whole, like, some people are solely soybean farmers, and they're just screwed now. Like, they're not making any money this entire harvest because we decided, hey, you want to know how to make the economy better, in quotation marks? Let's tariff China, the country we have the most imports from. Let's tariff them. They're not going to blow back at all. And so now China and us, we both have 100% tariff on each other, right?
Yep.
And China, because they don't need to import as much as we do from the United States versus the United States from China. Like, they're just not taking the soybeans. They're getting it from, like, Argentina. Like, they don't need us the way we need them. And that is always how a non-production economy will go. And America will never be a production economy again. Like, we just need to be like, okay, we're going to be your trade partner. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, we were never going to come away from this as the victor in this battle.
Yeah.
Because we're not a production economy.
Nope. I mean, we produce a lot of things still, but we don't produce farm goods, and I mean, we do. But like not to the same extent of any other like world power like China. Like, China has the most manufacturing of any world power.
Yeah, we don't manufacture, like, anything compared to China.
Yeah, like, even the stuff we do manufacture, like, we have the parts partially assembled in China, and then they're shipped here, and then we build the cars, and then we build, like, I don't know, the lithium batteries. Like, at some point in almost every piece of production in America, it starts with China, or Indonesia, or Malaysia, or I don't know, the Philippines. Like, even the products made in America are not 100% American made, whether you see that or not. Like, we import more than we export, and that is always how it's going to be because we've been around so long. It's just so frustrating. Like, I took economics one, guys. Like, I know more about the economy than our president. Like, this should not be how it works.
Yeah, business majors should not be running the country.
Hey, I'd do a damn good job as president, okay?
With your finance degree.
Hey, relax, guy. Hey, Satan.
I don't know. That's my little tangent. Like, soybeans, like, Trump is literally the reason that farmers are going to be broke. Like, that's it. Like, there's nothing to be said beyond that.
That and also deporting all of their workers.
Oh, that's
which true. He did stop.
Yeah, he stopped deporting farm workers and restaurant workers, I believe.
Yeah, it was service jobs, kind of like that.
Yeah, so like hotel, restaurant, and farmers are okay, I guess. But that's still so scary. I guess this is kind of regarding ICE. There was a shooting last week at an ICE detention center.
Yep. And the bullets had... First of all, they said they released that the bullets had anti-ICE rhetoric inscribed on them. And then a photo is... Kash Patel posted a photo of some of the bullets, and one of them had anti-ICE written in, like, ballpoint pen.
And that was it. There was no other bullet. It was just on one bullet. It said anti-ICE.
Yep, no other photos were released except for, like, photos of the shooter.
It's so crazy. And, like, was it a white dude that did this?
Yep, it was a white dude.
Is that why I haven't heard about him at all?
Yeah. I mean, we know that...
Bro.
He was anti-ICE. He was targeting, like, ICE officers.
And he just missed and shot.
He shot an unmarked van. He just saw an unmarked ICE van and opened fire.
You know what? I can't lie. That's not funny. But that's really stupid.
This guy was just really stupid.
Yeah. Like, he was deranged and stupid. Like, usually,
the worst,
like,
combination, truly.
Usually, like, the deranged people, like, are smart and, like, at least come up with a way to be effective. But this guy shot, I believe, three detained immigrants and shot zero actual ICE officers. And one of the immigrants died, I believe.
I think two of them died.
Two of them died, and one of them was injured because he was shot, obviously. And he missed all of the ICE agents. Like, that's not locked in, bro.
Yeah, and they... I'm not saying that they wrote anti-ICE on those bullets, but, like, come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah, like...
It was so clearly written, like, pen and just placed on the ground.
Bro, this is why, like, we'll never be able to trust our government ever again. Because if they were actually forward about everything that happens, no one would care. But the fact that they were just like anti-ICE rhetoric was written on the bullets. And then they post the picture like 10 minutes later and it just says anti-ICE. Like, are we serious right now? Like, is that anti-ICE rhetoric or is that just the words anti-ICE that you wrote on there? Like, come on. Like, come on.
And like, if you're a shooter and you write anti-ICE, you can't be a little more like, at least the Charlie Kirk guy like put like a meme in there.
He put like four memes. He put Bella Chow and What's This Bulge? Like, he was locked in. Like, he was deranged and locked in. Like, this ICE shooter was not locked in.
Yeah, we didn't hear anything about it afterwards because he's white.
As it goes.
Same thing with the Mormon church guy.
Yeah. As it goes. So what else do we got to talk about? I feel like there's something big.
Yeah, there's something big that we're missing. The Trump will send troops into Portland.
Yeah.
I don't know if that happened already. Did it?
I believe 200 National Guardsmen are already there. And they're just like walking around. They were also walking around in Detroit, I want to say. Or maybe it was Chicago.
I thought it was in Tennessee. Wasn't it like Nashville?
Memphis. There's some in Memphis, but I swear there's some in Chicago too. They're just being sent down there and they're just walking around and doing nothing. Like, it's wild.
It's a fear tactic.
Oh, 100%. And like, I feel like it's working, unfortunately.
Which, I don't know, kind of sounds a little tyrannical to me.
Yeah. No, like, I feel like people are genuinely scared and they're not responding to anything anymore. Like, the most we're doing responding right now is sitting in a recording booth talking about it. Like,
well, I mean, this is going out to the public.
Yeah,
so I guess it is something. Like, if you take anything away from this, it's use your voice.
Yeah. Don't let your voice be silent, your voices be silenced.
And like, I don't know, is Boston next? Whatever, New York City. If Zoran
wins, it's gonna be like, I don't want to say this lightly, but it might be a war zone. Like,
and that election's coming up.
Yeah, it's in a few weeks.
It's in a month.
Yeah,
in October.
Vote for Zoran if you live in New York.
If you want.
If you would like.
If you agree with him.
If you agree with my opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Trump says he's going to cut off all federal funding into New York City. Which is just, why would you do that?
Because he's locked in, I guess. I don't know.
Because that also just affects everyone there, because not every single New Yorker ever is going to vote for Zoran.
So what I don't understand about, like, Trump's entire point on Zoran, right, is that, like, he's arguing that Zoran's communist, right? That's the reason he hates him so much. Or is it because he's anti-Israel?
Both.
All right, well, with the communist one, like, Trump has low-key been the most communist president we've had in a long time.
Oh, yeah, especially if you go by his definition of communism.
Yeah.
Which is, like, any authoritarianism, which the only thing that's missing is the left-leaning part.
Yeah, but also he keeps buying shares in companies, like having the U.S. government buy shares in companies, which by definition is communism.
Yep. Like, state-owned
companies. State-owned companies, that is what communism is. But nah. It's okay. Like, when everyone is part of the federal workforce, then it won't be communism. It'll be Trumpism. And that's good. Like, I don't understand that angle. But, like, I guess I understand the, like, oh, Zoran is anti-Israel and that's bad. But will that really matter if we have a peace deal? Like, what does he have against Tehran at that point? He's brown? Like, what?
Hold on, can I pause real quick so I can go to the bathroom? We'll be back in a second. Okay, there we go. Now we're back.
Welcome back to the Hang It Dead podcast once again. We got about 15 minutes left. What do we got to talk about still?
covered for some pretty good ground. Oh, the Supreme Court allowed Trump to withhold $4 billion in foreign aid.
Bro, sorry.
A Washington, D.C. Federal judge ruled that he cannot withhold this money from foreign aid. And the Supreme Court, in a, what a shock, 6-3 vote, ruled that he does have the power to withhold foreign aid. Which you always see that number, 6-3.
Yup. Conservative versus liberal. Quite literally, unfortunately. Anyone who's been a Republican appointed judge has just been, you know what, whatever Trump says, we're going to go with that on almost everything.
Yep. Never dissenting.
It's just so like evil.
Come on, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She sold us.
Yep. She should have retired when Obama was in office.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting and dying.
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe she was going to retire and then, like, she saw that, like, the Republicans were blocking Obama from having his Supreme Court justice go through because it was too close to the election. I still find that to be probably where America, like, we were like, oh no, woke is dying. Like, that was the start of it. When Republicans stopped Obama from appointing a judge during the end of his term.
Yep.
Because that had never been done before. That was unprecedented. And literally 3 years later when, or I guess 4 years later, when Trump was on his way out of his first term, they were just like, you know, like, it is close to an election, but we have a Republican president now. So he got to put someone in the Supreme Court despite the literal reasoning just not making sense anymore. Like, bro. All I'm saying is, I'm not saying pack the courts, but I'm saying pack the courts.
Yeah, and also, don't wait until a Republican president comes into power and then die.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not discrediting Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She did, in the words of Trump, she led an amazing life.
She really did. She just sold us. I don't think she thought that Trump was going to be such a problem, though. I don't think anyone did.
Yeah, that's true. Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah. Like, in hindsight, obviously, we're mad at her. But, like, at the same time, who could have expected our first, like, dictator-like figure to be an orange Cheeto man? Like,
To be fair. To be the grab-him-by-the-pussy guy.
Yeah. To be, like, a guy that is liable for rape. Like, come on. Like, who saw that coming? He's just got that aura, unfortunately.
He does. He has a very unfortunate aura.
Like, he's still funny. Like, I know he's, like, one of the worst people in, like, the history of mankind, but he's still just, like, kind of funny. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Oh, you know what I guess technically came out this past week? The Tylenol stuff. So we were talking about the big autism announcement. Or was that?
Oh, we were talking about the autism announcement.
When did that
but
happen?
But we knew it was going to be Tylenol, but the announcement hadn't happened, I don't think. Had it?
It might have.
It might have happened. Either way.
I guess we're seeing that develop more.
I've been having 3 pills a day. Like,
and there was also people, and afterwards, there were people pointing out, like, CNN headlines where they were talking about, like, adverse effects that Tylenol has, and then the second that Trump says that Tylenol causes autism, they're like, experts disagree. See, the difference is, there's a big difference between CNN. So if CNN was peddling fake stuff about Tylenol, like, that's bad. But, you know what's even worse? The president saying it.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference in power there between CNN. And I'm not saying CNN is powerless. They are one of the biggest mainstream news corporations in the world, in the history of the world. But compared to the president, the current president of the United States, and also the president that had the most eyes on him pretty much ever.
Yeah. Well, everyone's more aware of everything that's happening around the world all the time. Or at least they're supposed to be. And yeah. Trump aura farms, so everyone's always paying attention to him.
But I just don't see that I don't see that as a valid argument to be like, oh, well, double standards on CNN. Yeah, whatever. The president is saying that Tylenol causes autism, which is not very founded.
No.
In scientific value.
They're, like, I know you can hate on me for this one, but I watched a Dr. Mike video about this, and there is legitimate concern about Tylenol use during pregnancy, but it's usually not related to autism. There, like, 1 out of 131 or 20 out of 131 studies that had to do with, like, developing autism and taking Tylenol when you were pregnant saw that there was some link, possibly. But that is 20 out of 130 saying that there's possibly some link.
Yeah. And
that's not definitive. Like,
how many people, when they were pregnant, ate vegetables? You know, 100...
Dude, you can't eat your veggies.
100% of autistic kids, their mothers ate some kind of vegetable while they were in the room.
I, like, low-key, like, RFK, like, he's kind of in my heart for this one, but, like, low-key, what if autism's caused by ultra-processed foods?
Or, first of all, I mean, increase in diagnosis.
Well, obviously. We're getting better at diagnosing autism.
And
all
also,
the time.
About screen time. Want to talk about that?
I think we have talked about this. Did we talk about this a few weeks ago?
I don't think so.
I personally think that you can't cause autism once you're already born, but you can, like, develop, like, the symptoms can be worsened. And I think screen time makes it way worse. Like,
oh, yeah.
Brain rot, like, my generation, Gen Z, is low-key cooked because of screen time. We're not cooked because we're all autistic. It's that our autism is coming out because we're all brain rotted. Like,
yeah, like, this, if you're spending all your time as a newborn infant on an iPad.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have autism, you're still going to have some form, like, deformed social skills.
Yeah, exactly.
And also COVID. People were kids during COVID.
Yeah. We were kids during COVID, technically.
But we were...
We were developed enough.
We were developed enough
socially. We had
socially,
some social skills, yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, elementary schoolers. People 10 and under.
Kids who never got to go to preschool.
Yeah. The most important development age of your life.
Yeah.
And they missed 2.5, 3 years of it because of COVID.
It's just brutal.
But no, it's vaccines or Tylenol or whatever they want to blame.
Dude,
this week.
It's because you got the booster.
And it's not even like, it's not even acetaminophen. Straight Tylenol.
Yeah, okay. How are they not getting, like, the shit sued out of them for that? Tylenol is a brand name.
It's a company. It's not.
It's a company.
They're saying a company causes autism.
Like, you serious?
He did, to his credit, he did try and say acetaminophen. Let's learn how to pronounce this.
Acetaminophen. I mean, acetaminophen.
Like, maybe you
that
should
sounds right
learn
to me.
How to pronounce it.
Or read. That might be a good idea.
True.
I think he can write, but he can't read. That's my hot take.
Yeah, I mean, he knew enough how to write that letter to Epstein 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. One final conspiracy for you all. If the U.S. government did have anything to do with Charlie Kirk shooting, it would make sense to cover up or stop talking about the Epstein files, 100%. Like...
Yeah, you can say that about anything, though.
Yeah, no, you absolutely can, but the timing was low-key crazy. Like, and, like, there's all the stuff where, like, the Dairy Queen that Tyler Robinson was spotted at is, like, now, like, empty. It's like, why is it empty? Like, that makes no sense.
Like, you got shut down?
Yeah. Like, 2 weeks after the shooting. Like, it's just, like, it's random. Like, I honestly don't think that the U.S. government did it. I think that this was just
crazy.
No, because
it was Mossad.
Yeah, it was Mossad, guys. It wasn't the U.S. government. It was the secret higher level of the Israeli government.
Because everyone knows Candace Owens has been informing the people.
Candace Owens really does think it was, like, Mossad, though.
Oh, yeah. Which people were claiming. This is another crazy thing. They were trying to, like, distance Charlie away from her.
Yeah.
Like, posthumously.
But they were, like, friends.
Yeah, there was that clip of him, like, 2 weeks before he died, where he was like, no, me and Candace still have a great friendship. And we disagree on a lot of things, but we still have a great friendship.
Yep. And Ye was sad about it, too.
Yep. And he just released his list. His own client list of people that
betrayed him. He didn't have Dave Blunt on the list somehow.
I guess there's a lot of good for them. They're still on good terms.
Dave Blunt said that Kanye needed to find God. I find that so funny.
That's hilarious. But his daughter was on there, his like 12-year-old daughter.
Yeah, like what did
Hitler was on there?
What did Hitler do wrong to Kanye, bro? Like, I thought he liked Hitler.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to that?
Like, this all started because he went on Alex Jones and was like, I think Hitler was a good guy.
Well, this all started when he stopped taking his meds, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Because they gave him autism.
It started when his mom got him vaccinated.
Dude. The vaccines?
The MMR. You know the guy who wrote that study is like a disgraced doctor? Like, he lost his medical license. And he has become the basis for this whole conspiracy.
Yeah. No, I find, like, the whole, like, vaccines cause autism thing so crazy because it's, like, who are you, a doctor? And, like, 99.999999% of the time, doctors will tell you, yeah, get the vaccine. Like,
yeah.
It has been proven time and time again that vaccines help everyone. But we're still in a time where we're like, that's a horrible idea. We need to protect our children and our freedoms.
Or taking acetaminophen. Dude. Like, if you have a headache... You know, you just, could just, if you don't want to tough out your headache, like, yeah, take acetaminophen or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, like, bro, like, I don't get it.
Don't fucking overdose on it. Don't take 10 billion.
Yeah, just take one or two or whatever.
It's like, and specifically Tylenol. All the other ones are fine. Tylenol?
Yeah, yeah, like the, like, CVS, like, yeah, acetaminophen, that's
CVS
fine.
CVS brand instead. Yeah, get CVS brand instead. Like, but Tylenol, nah, you can't be doing all that.
It's just so wild that we live in these times. Like,
oh, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious, but it's so sad. Like, bro, like, how is this possible? Like, we're talking about, like, how acetaminophen gives us autism while every child in America is watching Cocomelon for 10 hours a day.
Yeah, and also treating autism like it's some horrible disease. Like, first of all, I remember someone in the press conference... It might have been, like, one of the mothers that they brought up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Dr. Oz or something. I don't know. One of those goobers was talking. First of all, they mentioned high-functioning and low-functioning autism.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you are a doctor, you know that is not what you're supposed to say anymore. I'm not sure what
the term... What are the terms now?
I don't know, but it's not high-functioning and low-functioning.
It might just be high-functioning and then autism, low-key.
Yeah. And then there was the clip of RFK from a few months back where he was talking about, like, these are children with autism, these are children who will never pay taxes, never really use a toilet by themselves. Like, it's not, you don't have to be sad that these kids, like, they're still going to lead happy lives.
Yeah. Autism is not, like, a detrimental disease. It means your brain works differently, and that's about it. Like,
it means that certain things that are precedent in this, you know, the civilization that we live in,
yeah,
aren't going to work well for you, but there are plenty of autistic, and, like, no one autistic, there was no one with autism 50 years ago. I don't know, you ever listen to Talking Heads? David Byrne's autistic.
Oh my god, if you, like, bro, like, there are so many people who are so clearly autistic, and, like...
Like George Lucas?
Yeah, George Lucas. Like, Spielberg, probably. Like, I feel like in a lot of ways, like... I'm not saying autism is a, like, something that makes your life better. It definitely makes your life more challenging. But it brings out, like, some of the smartest people in the world because their brains work differently. Like, as much as I hate Elon Musk, he's autistic. Like, he's the richest man in the world, and he's very autistic. Like, he's worth $400 billion.
He's going to be a trillionaire in the next, like, 10 years.
He's going to be the first trillionaire. And we're over here talking about how autism is an epidemic. Like, what? Like, are we serious right now?
Well, we're coming up on, like, the last minute. So, any final thoughts?
Yeah, last thing about Elon Musk. It was revealed by House Dems that he was on the flight logs or flight invitation, I believe, to the island. And he got very mad on Twitter. He's like, actually, this document just says that I was invited, not that I went. And I find that hilarious. So that's my last thing on Elon Musk.
Yeah, so what we learned today is that vaccines and Tylenol do cause autism.
Yeah.
Be wary.
And autism is terrifying.
Trump was right about everything.
Dude,
you're
Trump?
Listening to WHUS Stores. I'm Hank.
I'm Ted.
And
If you would like, follow us on Instagram, Hank and Ted Pod. And if you would like, shoot us an email with questions or discussion topics for next week, hankandtedpod@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next week.